Begin the current daven, second Ibn Daf Tazayin, begin the base. Begin with Taz the Master, begins with the Gemara, Vahilchasik Rab Papa, now Halacha follows like Rab Papa. Shesik explains why it's not difficult from a Gemara Masechtas Chulin. The Gemara here says, Halachasik Rab Papa, that parts Kaim is Mutter. So that's the Shesik Inlet Mutter, don't wonder. The Halacha Kaimelin here, the Gemara concludes that parts Kaim is Mutter, that if the breach is exactly the same as the closed parts, it's going to be permitted. Problem is, the Paragraph is the Chulin of Rab Tesimel Masik, the Gemara concludes, where the Gemara is discussing regarding Machlek is regarding slaughtering half of the pipes of the simonim of by a bird, which you have to do the majority. And this Machlek is regarding if it's, let's say, 50-50. Is that like Roiv or not? Where the Gemara concludes that Lekuliyam, according to everyone, Netza al Netza in a Kriv. That when 50-50 is not like the majority, that's not like our Gemara, which says Paritz Kaim, which is 50-50, is okay. Moreover, the Gemara there brings the case of the oven that became Tameh, where it's only going to be Tahar if you smash it, but if most of it is intact, it's not considered being smashed. And what happens if you do it 50-50? So they're both going to be Tameh, because you cannot be precise, and therefore each one you're in doubt, is it the majority? But the Gemara there makes a deek, but it sounds like that if you could be precise, it would be Tahar. So obviously, Meftah Mef says, not like the majority. It would be like the majority, they should both be Tameh. On that, and here our Gemara doesn't bring that of the oven to prove that Paritz Kaimit is Paritz and it's Aser. So it says Taisa, why? Maybe you could differentiate between walls, Leisur v'tumah, to the halachas of prohibitions and of tumah. In other words, you're right. Regarding Shechita, which is Iser, we say that half is not like the majority. Whereas regarding walls, we will say Paritz Kaimit is like is Mutter, and therefore we don't bring the halach of oven, because again, that's the laws of tumah, and maybe tumah and Iser is different than the laws. Mechitz is therefore 50-50, depends what context. Granted the Mechitzis, then we say that it's going to be permitted. Then we say it is like the majority. In contrast to Isra and Tumah, maybe we don't. Tumek says the last begins with Gemara, Imukila Beimitzi, and if you can say it's the middle gap, then it's considered the closed more than the breach, only from two sides. Tais explains the words of the Gemara and brings another from the Rabbeinu Hanan. The Gemara had said that if the gap is are going to be a little bit less than four, so then you can't have it in any way, even in the middle one, because even though you'll have a middle part, it's going to be from two sides, and then you don't say that it's going to be permitted. Shais explains, v'loy havali oimid, why wouldn't that be considered oimid? Mishum da'asi avir da'haigis or da'haigis ma'batalo l'loy. So Shais seems to be explaining differently than the simple understanding of, oh, because you just don't say a middle part from two sides. Rather, is because what's going to happen is, that since you have a little bit less than four tfachim in the middle gap, that means to say that the upper three tfachim, that's going to be nullified from either side from the airspace. In other words, it sounds like that from Taisa they actually do say Amir Malapaz Meshtei Ruches. But over here, since the airspace from either side is going to come along with Mimavatlet, therefore you're not going to have most of that being Oibid. Now, but okay, so it's a little bit of the Gemara saying you can't have this case. But Bakashla Samakutzi, the Samakutzi have the following difficulty. Because Dakati still, even if you're going to say that, right, okay, by horizontal ropes, maybe there, regarding parts Ka'imid, that the case is not going to be viable. So therefore the Mishnah didn't say it the way we're describing it, but he still asked that you still don't have to do it exactly the way the Mishnah did it. Dakati, Navid Pachis Megimel, Vachabal Mashu, you should do it, is do the bottom gap less than three Tfachim. And a minute rope, a small little rope. Then do a pachas megimel v'chetzi. Then do a gap of less than 3.5 tfachim, and then mechavel mashu. Then the smaller rope, and then the pachas megimel. Then a little bit less than three, and mechavel chatzi tefach mashu. Then you have a rope, a half a tefach, and a little bit. Where now you have oimim meruba of 3.5 tfachim that's contiguous. That will be mevatel the three tfachim and two mashus of the ear beneath it. And then you'll have a meruba al parts. So, why do you need the thickness to be more than a tefach? So that says Taisus b'shem be'inyan ze asal mitzvah. Because maybe the way we just described it, that one might come to be confused regarding the placing of the ropes, because here it's a very precise type of a combination, and therefore that's why maybe the Gemara did not offer that, proposing that as an option, and rather the way once we said that the case the Gemara's approach was not viable, that we just then said that the way the Mishnah said it.